Charles Dickens, a novelist, a poet. Dickens is a name that dominates the landscape of English novelists. His works are masterpieces, and he is held everywhere in the highest regard. In his fairly short life of 58 years, he accomplished an extraordinary number of classic novels, especially in light of his humble and poor beginnings. Here we collect together his slim number of poems. Concise it may be, but from the mind of the master, it most certainly reveals a facet of great interest. The poems are read for you by Richard Mitchley.
The Song of the Wreck. The wind blew high, the waters raved, a ship drove on the land. 100 human creatures saved kneeled down upon the sand. 70 were drowned, 70 were thrown upon the black rocks wild. And thus among them, left alone, they found one helpless child. A seaman rough, to shipwreck bred, stood out from all the rest, and gently laid the lonely head upon his honest breast. And travelling o'er the desert wide, it was a solemn joy to see them ever side by side, the sailor and the boy. In famine, sickness, hunger, thirst, the two were still but one, until the strong man drooped the first, and felt his labours done. Then to a trusty friend he spake, "Across the desert wide, oh, take this poor boy for my sake," and kissed the child and died. Toiling along in heavy plight through heavy jungle mire, these two came later every night to warm them at the fire, until the captain said one day, "O seaman good and kind, to save thyself now come away and leave the boy behind." The child was slumbering near the blaze. "O captain, let him rest until it sinks, when God's own way shall teach us what is best." They watched the whitened ashy heap. They touched the child in vain. They did not leave him there asleep. He never woke again. The Ivy Green. Oh, a dainty plant is the ivy green that creepeth o'er ruins old. Of right choice food are his meals, I ween, in his cell so lone and cold. The wall must be crumbled, the stone decayed, to pleasure his dainty whim, and the mouldering dust that years have made is a merry meal for him. Creeping where no life is seen, a rare old plant is the ivy green. Fast he stealeth on, though he wears no wings, and a staunch old heart has he. How closely he twineth, how tight he clings to his friend the huge oak tree. And slyly he traileth along the ground, and his leaves he gently waves, and he joyously hugs and crawleth round the rich mould of dead men's graves. Creeping where grim death hath been, a rare old plant is the ivy green. Whole ages have fled, and their works decayed, and nations have scattered been, but the stout old ivy shall never fade from its hale and hearty green. The brave old plant in its lonely days shall fatten upon the past, for the stateliest building man can raise is the ivy's food at last. Creeping on where time has been, a rare old plant is the ivy green.